This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the stipulation that chart and graph interpretation can be tricky when your chosen medium is audio, we are going to get going today with a little chart and graph interpretation. We're talking something called the crack spread, the difference between the price of crude oil and what it costs to refine it. You look at a chart of the spread, as I did yesterday, went across my social feed at some point, and you see the spread got ridiculously wide just after Russia invaded Ukraine, leading to, as we all noticed, ridiculously high gas prices back then, too. The crack spread is now at what you might call the high end of normal. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to explain what's going on.
Okay, gas prices are high, but it's probably not refiners just price gouging. It's basic economics.
Increases in the crack spread that we've seen recently has been just supply and demand.
That's Christopher Knittel. He teaches applied economics at MIT. He says with the war in Ukraine on top of some refineries in the United States being offline since COVID, the world simply didn't have the refining capacity to keep up with demand for fuel.
The supply curve gets really steep, and we move up that supply curve, and prices go up.
Retail prices, like for a gallon of gas. Now, you got to remember that 60% of gasoline prices are determined by the price of crude oil. 25% is the refining, distribution, and marketing of that oil. In other words, the crack spread. And while refining costs have gone up due to supply chain and logistics issues that we've told you all about, Jason Gabelman at Cowen says the current crack spread is definitely wide enough to offset those costs and then some.
Even though they've come off, they're still historically strong margins, double what they typically are for this time of year. So these guys are making money hand over fist right now.
But he doesn't blame them for doing so. That's the way it works. Refiners are price takers. They can't affect commodities markets. Crack spreads widen when anything disrupts refining capacity. Jeff Barron's an economist at the U.S. Energy Information Administration. He says, historically, we've seen this when a hurricane hits Texas and Louisiana and knocks some refineries offline. Some of those never come back.
So those refiners that, let's say, do not get affected by a hurricane in those time periods, they receive higher revenues because they are able to meet the demands of their customers, right?
He says refiners will continue to operate at full capacity as long as they're able to. It's extremely profitable to do so right now. And in terms of the price that you're paying for gasoline coming down over the past few months, sure, crude oil is cheaper, but some of that decline has indeed been due to the slimming of the crack spread. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.